O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O let the faithful world cry out with joy at heaven's saving power, for Jesus has redeemed us all and overthrown the prince of death. The crowds advancing on their way are waving palm and olive boughs. They fill the air with loud acclaim, Hosanna to King David's son. So let us all run forth to meet this high exalted Prince and Lord. A song of glory let us sing, and lift on high our palms of joy. May he uphold with blessed gifts our steps that falter on the way, that we may give with grateful hearts the thanks we owe at every hour. To God the Father glory be, all honor to his only Son, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and as I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me, to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path, he is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff, with these you give me comfort. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God is made known in Judah, in Israel his name is great. He set up his tent in Jerusalem, and his dwelling place in Zion. It was there he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, the armor. You, O Lord, are resplendent, more majestic than the everlasting mountains. The warriors despoiled slept in death, the hands of the soldiers were powerless. At your threat, O God of Jacob, horse and rider lay stunned. You alone strike terror. Who shall stand when your anger is roused? You uttered your sentence from the heavens. The earth in terror was still. When you arose to judge, to save the humble of the earth. Men's anger will serve to praise you. Its survivors surround you with joy. Make vows to your God and fulfill them. Let all pay tribute to him who strikes terror, who cuts short the breath of princes, who strikes terror in the kings of the earth. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the weight of guilt he endured. Almighty and ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross, graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias.